From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
We're taking a dive into Facebook stock. Pundits are pessimistic as of late, but are they wrong? More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting in New York. As we all know, Facebook has killed it in earnings. Over the next year, its current price is expected to increase 20%. But in sidestepping this and looking to valuation, there's future concern about revenue growth despite its recent success. Enter the new and exciting mobile apps like Instagram, Snapchat, WhatsApp that cater to a very young audience. The question then becomes, will it be able to keep up with the current competition and the new forms of social media innovation soon to come down the pike? Jack Howe of Barron's talks the current state of affairs.
When you look at the stock, it's had a tremendous run since then. But really, the earnings have quickly multiplied. The cash flow has quickly multiplied. This company is very prosperous, and like a lot of dot-com companies, it's very scalable. So from here, you increase the revenues quickly without much added cost. I mean, the price-to-earnings ratio, if you like, it's not really that far above what investors are paying right now for some of these consumer staples companies, the companies that make breakfast cereal or sell cigarettes and, you know, have big dividend yields. It doesn't include the stock compensation we pointed out, in our original story that you have to factor that in.
Also notable, the importance of pacing.
You don't increase the stock compensation at the same pace that you're growing the revenues at this point. So when you look ahead 4 or 5 years down the road, you're still paying about the same level of stock compensation, but you've really blown out revenues, blown out profits. I think you reach a point by the end of this decade where Facebook generates as much free cash as Microsoft, which is about $25, $26 billion. And so, I think the stock price is not crazy.
And many analysts agree that it's only upward and onward from here.
I think it can move higher from here. I made the case for more than a 20% gain over the next year, and I think that's what analysts are looking for, and I think it's entirely feasible.
In any event, the company is trading just above $124 currently and is expected to have its stock price soar to $153 over the next year. This, of course, is due to its revenue continuing to be backed up by very efficient means of advertising, with new plans to turn out advertisements that will benefit future ad initiatives and goals. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.